Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the 17th anniversary week of the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're glad you're here. We're celebrating that milestone and encouraging you to celebrate your own milestones. And one of the ways we're doing it is by bringing back many of our original founding members, 98 models, 97 models. And one 98 model is our good friend Eva Rosenberg. She is the tax mama. She is the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She does more for small businesses to help them with their tax planning and their tax compliance than anybody that I know. She's our good friend, Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jim, and congratulations.
Thank you. It's been fun, and it's been fun doing it with you, and we appreciate your abiding support of all the things that we do and small businesses.
Well, you know, I remember when you were starting to plan this, and you are the prime example of how to plan something properly and stick with it through the ups and downs and make it work.
Well, part of the reason for that, Eva, is I'm so hard-headed that once I get in my head that I want to start something, I don't know how to stop.
And if
it's a good idea, it's great news. But if it's not a good idea, it's not good news.
Thank goodness this was a good idea.
I think it was, because we got to hang out with people like Eva Rosenberg. Eva, one of the things I want you to talk to us about, that I actually want to talk about this first, and that is, it's a big deal for folks right now. As you know, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, the employer mandate has been postponed, and we've only got about 6 weeks left on that postponement. It comes up January 1. Small business employers with, is it over 50 or over 100? I'll let you answer that in a quick second, are going to have to start complying with the employer mandate of Obamacare. Tell us about that.
Well, the compliance is going to happen at 50 or more full-time equivalent employees. So that means even employers that have nothing but part-time workers, when you add up all of their hours, they may be able to be converted to 50 full-time equivalent. So that's going to affect companies like Walmart.
So equivalent is the devil in the details, isn't it?
That's right.
How is that calculated?
Well, basically what you're doing is you're taking the hours of all of the part-timers and dividing them by 2040, which is what is considered full-time, and then you're going to find out
how many. What do you mean 2040?
2040 hours a year is considered full-time.
Okay, 2040. Okay, 2040. Okay.
Yeah. And so when you let's say you have 500 part-time employees to try to avoid benefits, and then you take all of those part-time hours, and you know, they're all
whatever the math part-time shows. If you got 500 part-timers, and the math shows that you've got, that it turns out that you got 150 equivalents, then that's your deal.
That's right. Now you're going to have to provide health insurance, and you're going to have to file, you know, information reporting. Employers that have 50 or fewer might be eligible to get coverage through the Small Business Health Option Program, so they can get that, and those with fewer than 25,
which if I'm not mistaken, has not been that helpful for small businesses. What do you think?
A lot of people are complaining, and
did you hear what Jonathan Gruber said about this?
No, what did he say?
You know who Jonathan Gruber is, right? The architect, one of the architects of Obamacare, the guy who's been telling the truth about the lies that Obamacare was based on. And he said this. This is out of his mouth, folks. I'm going to do my best. I'm almost quoting him word for word. The small business assistance, that's basically just lip service. We had to say something about small business, or they could accuse you of being a communist. He literally said we had to throw some kind of a little bone for small businesses and make a big deal out of it, like we were really helping them. He actually said those things.
It's kind of frightening. The whole overall concept is in the long run going to turn out to be a good concept, just like everybody fought Social Security.
Yeah.
But it does need to be worked out. But let me just tell you one thing: for most of the small businesses tend to have fewer than 25 employees.
That's right.
And they might be
something,
eligible.
Something like 97% have fewer than 25 employees.
Exactly. And they may be eligible for a small business health care tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
So what they need to do is really keep good records on their employees' hours, compensation, and insurance coverage. They may be able to get some serious money back.
Hmm.
It didn't work for us.
It'll be interesting to see in a year for you to come back and report to us if that actually worked. And you know what? I will say this. If it turns out it was actually a good thing for small business, I'll be the first person to give President Obama a standing ovation for helping them with that.
It's going to take about 5 years. So
I may not wait that long.
It's coming. You're still going to be around.
Probably, if they don't take me out feet first. Okay, so that's the equipment. Anything else on employer responsibility for ACA compliance?
Oh, you could go into this stuff for hours, but it's boring.
Okay.
So what you really
who do we need to get to help us with this?
Yes, sit down with a good tax professional and a really smart business insurance broker to sort through the pitfalls and get the best prices for your company.
Right.
You don't have to use the government's website. You can get your own broker. They're not out of business.
Okay. So get some help, folks. Is there any books or anything that you know of? Is anything on your website that walks people through this, helps them by the hand?
No, because this has been so nebulous and confusing. And
yes.
One of the things that has been admitted by the IRS quietly, don't tell anybody, is that this is so confusing, they are not going to be looking for non-compliance the first year or so. It's just not going to happen. They can't
It's sort of like it's like an executive order that says one of those things that says don't enforce this law.
Yeah,
this immigration law.
Yeah, if you file proper reports, they're not auditing them, but for heaven's sake, don't lie.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. I wonder if you could just say, guys, I'm confused. We wanted to do this, but we got confused. And maybe you could just admit confusion at first. Declare that for the first time.
Let's not go there. Let's not give that advice.
I know. But then say, well, all right, Mr. IRS agent, you explain it to me.
There we go. That's what we did with passive losses when they came in.
You explain it to me. Oh, you can. Okay, well, then you're in the same boat I'm in. Any folks, gird your loins, trust in God, but keep your tax compliance correct. Quick break, right back with Eva Rosenberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.